Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to The Charged Life. This is Brendan Burchard.
How do you develop a growth mindset? You know, a lot of people have what's called a fixed mindset, which is where they just don't believe they can grow. They don't believe they can get better. They believe that, you know, nature or their personality or their certain level of talent was kind of God-given and they cannot bust through that. That they are who they are. And things will always be the way they are, and life can't really be that much improved, and they can't get that much better at things. A fixed mindset. Now, the growth mindset has been very popularized by Carol Dweck, who wrote a phenomenal book called Mindset, which is a book, if you haven't read, you definitely should have on your shelf. Great book to read. So how do you develop a greater growth mindset? I'm asked that a lot of times. This isn't from her book, I'll let her work speak for itself. My perspective of how to develop a growth mindset begins with the fundamental number one rule in life.
And that is believe in your ability to figure things out. I think that is the ultimate belief in life. That, you know what? I believe that I can figure out how things work, and I believe that I can get better. That fundamental structure in our mind that says, I believe in those two things, that I can figure things out and I can get better, enables us for lifelong improvement and growth. But without them, good luck. Because if you take on a task that you don't know how to do, you say, well, I don't know how to do that, so I quit. If you want to be like somebody who you aspire, who you see as a role model, but you don't believe in yourself, you say, well, I'm not like that, so you quit. So without belief as the underlying element of your own mindset, there's no ability to grow. There's no ability to go anywhere. You have to look at this next stage of your life and say, I believe I can figure it out. If you have a great dream and you don't have any clue how to figure it out, you still go, I believe I can figure it out, which allows you to get up and get to work on Monday and start working towards it. If you don't believe you can figure it out, you don't have any what psychologists call expectancy or even agency. And so you won't begin the journey. But once you believe that you can figure it out and you can do it, then you'll begin. So always believe in your ability to figure things out. The second thing to develop a greater growth mindset is question your assumptions. See, we all assume we are who we are. People say to me, well, Brendan, you're sharing with me that I should go out and share my advice or wisdom with the world, but you know, who am I to do that? And that's an assumption, isn't it? Who am I? As if you're not good enough, as if you're not capable enough. That what, you're only capable of what you've learned today? I tell people all the time, don't let your current knowledge, skills, and ability box in or narrow down your vision for your future. Because today, what you're capable of today has little to do with what you're capable of or possibly able to achieve in the future. Today is not a good predictor for tomorrow or the next year or 10 years from now. Because think how different you are probably today than you were 10 years ago. How many more things you've learned, how kinder of a person you've become, how more empathetic you have become, how much more just, you know, solid and sure you might be. And if that's not the case for you, imagine a time in your life when you were stronger. Look, we all change, we all can develop, we can all grow, but we need to question the assumptions that limit us. Those ideas that say, oh, well, I'm not capable of that. Question those things that say, well, I'm an introvert, so I can never share my dreams. Question those ideas that say, well, I can't be an entrepreneur, or I can't get promoted. Whatever is coming in your mind that's negative, you need to question that, because that's what's preventing you from having a growth mindset. I would say number three, a hugely important one for developing a long-term growth mindset, is to develop your own life curriculum. That is, you should have a set of books and tapes or CDs or audio digital programs, or whatever you want to call it. You should be going to seminars. Don't wait for college to give you the curriculum of life. Don't wait for somebody to hand you a report you're supposed to read. Sit down, think, what am I passionate about? What's my dream? And then architect a curriculum to make that dream possible. See, I didn't used to know how to do all the things I know how to do today. I didn't know how to do video. I was scared to speak in public. I didn't have any concept of how do you sell something online. I didn't know how to write a book. All the things that I do today that generate 8 figures per year, I had no idea how to do any of them. None of them, not a single one of them. But instead of saying, well, I don't know how to do that, and stopped, I developed my own curriculum. I said, well, I guess I'm gonna have to learn videography. I guess I'm gonna have to learn adult learning theory so I can teach. I guess I'm gonna have to learn how to publicly speak. I guess I'm gonna have to learn how to persuade people. I'm gonna learn how to build a website, start a business. All these things, I bought books on it. I went to seminars on it. And in pursuing my own passions and dreams with curriculums that I created for myself, my mindset became more open because I realized how much there was to learn. I realized that I could learn it. I realized that I could do it. And if you're not completing curriculum that you've designed in life, then you're just reacting to the world. But once you start designing your own curriculum, what you want to learn, where you want to go, as you design that and implement that, you get stronger. As you get stronger, you're more open to new ideas because you realize that the world's always changing and that you're capable of handling things.
that other people's perspectives are okay because your perspectives change over time too. And suddenly you find yourself as a more open person that helps you have an open mindset to change, to growth. I hope that serves. The last piece I'd like to share is that, you know, as you're really seeking to grow, you're going to have a lot of discouragement. You're going to have a lot of times when you fail, when things suck, when things aren't going the way that you really wanted to. And all I can share is this. During those times, honor the struggle. If you study any of my work in the last decade, you've seen this as a continual part of everything I believe about a healthy mindset, about a healthy way and approach to life, and that's honor the struggle. When you're struggling and it's difficult and it's, you know, just so challenging, don't hate that process. Don't say, this sucks, I quit. Just go, you know what? This is part of the learning journey for me. It's difficult right now, but I honor it because this difficulty is going to strengthen me. This difficulty I will use later on as a tool to be more empathetic to others. This difficulty will help me serve somebody in the future. This difficulty is forging a stronger character within myself to keep going. Honor the struggle. See, people who really have a growth mindset, despite what psychologists often will use that phrase now as so popular, the reality is the key differentiator with those who maintain a growth mindset from my studies in high performance studies, from what I've learned, is very simple. It's that when they get knocked down, they maintain resilience. When they struggle, their habit is to honor that, to say, okay, this is part of the process. And they've honored the struggle so much in their life that every time a new struggle comes up, they're not fighting it, they're not running away, they're not upset. They're like, okay, new challenge to deal with. Here we go. Got it. New challenge to deal with. Here we go. Got it. New challenge. In other words, they are now able to almost maintain a calm amidst the chaos because when they see hardship, they don't freak out. They go, got it. I can handle it. I believe in my ability to figure these things out. I'll create a curriculum so I can learn through these things. I'm going to honor this struggle as part of the process for me to grow as an individual and as a leader. Because they maintain all that, they develop what we call a long-term growth mindset. Because they do all of those things, they get to experience what we call the charged life. Hey, it's Brendan again. Did you notice something in today's episode? Yep, no ads, no sponsors, just a positive message to improve your day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts and they have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? Hey, I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you in this podcast. And personally, when I listen to other shows, I just skip those long-winded sponsor pitches anyway. I can only do this because you share my podcast with so many other people, and enough folks end up looking me up online and buying my books or taking my online courses that I can self-fund this entire effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. I heard that you even helped me break a record too, the longest running top 10 self-help show without a single sponsor or product pitch or ad. So if you like this podcast ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor, tell a friend today. You know, you should listen to The Charged Life, Brendan Burchard's podcast. Just help spread the word. Share why you like my show or tell people to go to podcast.brendan.com. It would sure help. And I'd appreciate it, and I'm sure our community would too. I look forward to talking with you again soon, my friend. Until then, go out there every single day of your life, live fully, love openly, and make your difference today. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it,
It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to Kajabi.com.